MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 9, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Beverly teachers pack a school committee budget hearing. Marblehead Town Meeting rejects MBTA Zoning Act. And state budget process is moving forward.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, somebody's going to be stepping in to fill some big shoes here on the North Shore. Plus, we have the Bruins update as well. Rick?
All right, kind of a downer, actually, Bill. Thanks. Sun and clouds near 60, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:49 p.m. Beverly teachers packed last night's school committee public hearing on the budget. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that approximately 300 teachers showed up wearing red Beverly Teachers Association T-shirts. Some members spoke saying they feel disrespected because of low wages, and it was a focus on low wages paid to paraprofessionals. Another topic raised last night was cuts to be made in the number of school librarians.
My name is Alex Wozniak. I have lived here since 2001, and my daughter attended Beverly Schools K-12. I've been the middle school librarian in Beverly, first at Briscoe and now here, since 2005. Thank you for allowing me to address the school committee this evening. While the proposed budget notes a number of positions to be eliminated that I'm very concerned about, I would like to particularly draw your attention to the cut of the one library media specialist that is shared by our five elementary schools. Some suggest the need for librarians has declined in recent years because of the greater availability of a wide range of information. I would argue that this actually increases the need for school librarians, trained professionals who can save classroom teachers time in locating necessary curricular materials, can teach students skills in evaluating and using information correctly, productively, and ethically. This is why the Boston Public Schools launched a plan in recent years to work toward professionally staffed and stocked libraries available to every student. By the way, this is largely due to the work of the district's former Director of Library Services and former Beverly Schools librarian in resident, Deborah Froggett. I love interacting with and supporting everyone in the school community, every grade level and department, every learning program for students, staff, and families. We are one of the very few in a building whose job it is to serve everyone.
The speaker went on to cite that numerous studies show having a school librarian improves student outcomes. Last night's entire hearing can be viewed on BevCam. This week, Marblehead Town Meeting rejected a controversial zoning proposal aimed at complying with a state mandate. The Marblehead Current reports that applause erupted when the article was rejected by a 33-vote margin, 410 to 377. Marblehead now joins several other communities in the state that have pushed back against the MBTA Communities Act. Those other communities are Wakefield, Milton, Marshfield, Wrentham, and Holden. State Senator Joan Lovely told MSO News this week that the state budget process is moving along.
The governor submitted her budget back in January, called House 2, about a $56 billion budget. And the House followed just a couple of weeks ago in April with their budget, just about a $58 billion budget. And the Senate actually, our budget hits this week. And we will be taking it up in a couple of weeks just before Memorial Day for your listeners. And I don't know the exact number, but we're going to land right around in that area of the $56 to $58 billion amount. And the impact on our cities and towns is really quite significant.
One of those local concerns that Lovely hears from residents in her district is around special education funding.
You know, we hear a lot from our communities, from our parents, especially about special education aid to make sure that their students that come under a special ed column, that they get the dollars that they need. I hear quite a bit from families about this, that students may not be getting as much of the services that they need. So at the state level, we try to jump in and work with the communities and the families to be able to piece that together for them so that our special ed students are especially getting every opportunity afforded to them.
That's 2nd Essex District State Senator Joan Lovely, who serves Beverly, Danvers, Peabody, and Salem. In this week's local elections in Danvers and Rockport saw challengers winning select board seats. In Danvers, Michael Bean and Dee Dioko were the winners. In Rockport, challengers Don Southard and Laura Evans won seats on the board. town of Essex is holding elections on Monday. Bill Newell on sports next, followed by North Shore Today Extra, with additional coverage of last night's Beverly School Committee public hearing on the budget.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers last night 6-1. The second round series is now tied at a game apiece. This is Bruins coach Jim Montgomery.
Like for me, this Florida executed better than us today. And last game, we executed, right? And it's a long series. We got the one game we needed to get in Florida. We'll go back to Boston.
The Celtics will host the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight in Game 2 of their second-round series. Celts lead that series 1-0. The Red Sox lost to the Braves last night 5-0. They are off today and will host the Nationals tomorrow night at Fenway Park. In North Shore sports, there has never been a more appropriate application of the phrase, he will be filling big shoes, than this one right here. Ryan Harding has been selected as the new St. John's Prep wrestling coach. Harding is a former prep wrestler, 33 years old, and he assists in recreational sports at the prep. He takes over for the legendary Manny Costa, who after 34 years at the prep, holds the record for the most wins in New England high school wrestling history with 876. In high school baseball, the Georgetown baseball team is 13-0 on the season. One of the reasons why is their pitcher, Carter Lucido. He recently cooled off a hot Hamilton Wenham team with a two-hit shutout win. Georgetown will play Pentucket today. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Thursday. North Shore Today Extra is next.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we're going to select just a few random clips from last night's school committee hearing on their budget as Beverly teachers and supporters spoke at last night's hearing, as viewed on BevCam.
Good evening. My name is Joanna Sieber, and I'm an educator at Beverly High School. I'm here tonight to share my experience in the Beverly Public Schools and stress the importance of fully funding our educational system. I have taught for the Beverly School System for the past 11 years and have interacted with thousands of students, given birth to two of my own children, grown both personally and professionally, welcomed and said goodbye to dozens of colleagues, negotiated several contracts, a few over Zoom, and this is the first time I've stood before you or sat before you with my colleagues and stakeholders in the community to implore you to work with us to ensure Beverly Public Schools gets the funding they deserve. As educators, as you've heard, we wear many different hats, including coach, referee, nurse, therapist, mentor, counselor, tutor, janitor, cheerleader, and stand-in parent, just to name a few. So many of us devote our own money and time to ensure students have what they need to be successful. Many educators in Beverly have to work multiple jobs just to make ends meet and can't even afford to live in the town they dedicate their careers to. The town and school committee say they want what's best for the students in Beverly. However, they claim there's limited money and resources available to do just that. I grew up in Beverly and have seen the city change significantly over the past 35 years. I've seen new developments, many of which have brought more families to the district, as well as initiatives and projects proposed. I've listened to the mayor speak on our first day about his budget and healthy reserves. yet prioritizing the updates our schools require and paying our educators a living wage is never the narrative. I am left confused and frustrated that we are forced to waste precious time and energy to beg for a budget that not only equips our schools with the tools, equipment, healthy conditions, and quality educators our students deserve, but also makes us competitive to surrounding districts. I've had firsthand experience in my own department of being underfunded and struggling to purchase food and equipment necessary to meet the needs of my expanding program. Based on the evidence presented, a healthy, growing district that possesses the resources and fails to use them effectively, I ask that you pass a budget that addresses the crucial needs of Beverly Public Schools. It is time to demand that the health, safety, and education of our students are our town's top priority. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sieber. So we have Nancy Egan Tricomi, Megan Walsh. We have a couple of emails that I'm going to hold. And after that, we have Stephanie Schreier and Caitlin Tricomi.
Good evening. My name is Nancy Egan Tricomi. I'm an educator at Centerville. I'd like to speak to the committee about my experience as a paraprofessional in the Beverly Schools and why we need fully funded schools. I support a healthy and safe environment for all, and with my fellow paraprofessionals, we form an integral part of that class support. We're committed to give the students the support they need in a classroom environment. However, it's also important that we receive a fair living wage. We ask the committee to recognize this issue, ensuring the well-being of our schools is supported along with a better future for staff and students. It's time to address the health, the safety, and the education of our students as they are our city's top priority. So I ask the school committee that you pass a budget that addresses the needs in Beverly Public Schools. And thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you so much, Ms. Egan Tricomi.
Good evening. My name is Megan Walsh. I live here in Beverly, and I am the parent of two children in 8th and 10th grade. I'm also a teacher in the district. I currently work at the Beverly Middle School, where I'm a language-based program reading specialist. This is my 24th year in public education, and my 20th year of teaching, managing, consulting to, or overseeing public school language-based programs. As you know, this position, which I currently hold, is drafted to be cut in the budget proposal. Tonight, you will hear and have already heard many statements about class size, teacher salaries, and teaching conditions. I agree with the points made by my fellow colleagues and constituents. Where they and I differ, though, is that I also believe when not behind your podiums, you actually agree with their statements, and that you also see the faults in this budget proposal. I believe that you do not truly desire to be leaders of a school district with the lowest paid teachers of the area, that you do not actually want to be known as a city with oversized and understaffed classrooms, and that you do not actually believe in the outdated approach of eliminating teacher positions as a way to solve the ever-changing needs of the district. I believe that you think you don't have a choice. But what I want you to know is that you do have choices, and that just as teachers have to reinvent our teaching practices to adapt to the changing needs and dynamics of students, and just as we must redirect our focus every time a new initiative, student curriculum, or schedule is presented to us, you as our school leaders need to revisit your approach to this budget. You need to adjust your focus. You need to look to other city resources and make the choice to develop a budget that works equitably for the entire district. And if cuts need to be made, then those cuts must be equally distributed across classrooms and administration. Choosing to do anything less determines what and who you truly prioritize in this district. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Walsh. Next, we have Stephanie Schreier Caitlin Tricomi, Casey Fiore, and Cindy Tamilio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Stephanie Schreier. I'm in my ninth year of teaching English at BHS, a lifelong resident, a former K through 12 BPS student, married to Kevin the Crossing Guard. And a parent of a McEwen preschooler who is eagerly awaiting kindergarten this fall. Needless to say, I'm pretty invested in this district. The potential elimination of our district's sole elementary school librarian struck me deeply. I was shocked to learn that we only have one for 1,700 students across five schools, and I was outraged that this vital role may be completely removed from our educational landscape. After all, can we truly consider ourselves a district that prioritizes literacy and social-emotional learning without a certified professional trained to do just that? Upon hearing this, memories of my own library days at Ayers and McEwen from the early 2000s flooded back with vivid clarity. There was a certain magic in perusing the shelves, knowing that if I couldn't decide on a book for silent sustained reading, Miss Ozarico or Miss Babb were there to offer recommendations. Without their influence, my peers and I might never have found treasures like Flipped, Magic Treehouse, Amelia Bedelia, or writers such as Shel Silverstein and Patricia Polacco, who hold a special place in our hearts even to this day. If the fates were on your side, you might even secure a coveted copy of a newly released Harry Potter book. Getting tailor-made recommendations to our interests made us feel understood and validated. Back then, weekly library visits were a part of the school schedule for all elementary schoolers. Our developing minds absorbed a fundamental lesson. The discovery of a beloved book holds as much significance as anything else we could learn in school. Sure, maybe these memories are steeped in nostalgia as a 31-year-old who occasionally wishes for simpler times, but they also carry profound significance and urgency as we contemplate a decision that impacts the future of our children's educational journey. I don't want this culture of reading for my daughter and her peers. It's something they fundamentally deserve. The world has changed a lot since early 2000s, which is precisely why we need librarians more than ever. We're quick to hand students devices, but are we doing enough to help our students use those resources responsibly? No. Librarians arm students with priceless digital literacy skills to face the dizzying labyrinth of technology that even adults struggle to navigate safely. They help students foster critical thinking skills to discern between credible sources and misinformation, profoundly impacting a student's mental health, self-perception, and worldview. They are crucial for students and faculty alike. Believe me, I can't tell you how many times a frantic teacher has darted to the front desk to ask me, "Where's Barb?" during my library duty. Barb swoops in, works her magic, and voila, lesson saved. Many of my unit plans wouldn't be the same without her expertise. In essence, the role of librarians transcends mere organizers of books or avid readers. They are confidants, mentors, and above all, trained professionals with advanced degrees in this field who are essential to students, staff, and the community. To lose one is to lose too much. Thank you.
Again, that is coverage on BevCam, Beverly School Committee hearing last night on their budget for fiscal year 25. This is MSO News Sports, and this is North Shore Today Extra.